You've got to be willing to spend time with them. You've got to be willing to give your time to them. Now, there are many ways to do that. You could become a big brother or a big sister to a child or youth. Teachers that are most successful spend a lot of time outside of the classroom with their youth. My quartet, Three Men and a Melody, travel all over. We've been in Dallas and several times on the East Coast and everywhere else, spending time with youth at what's called YMIH, Young Men in Harmony, or Harmony Explosions, where the music teachers, bring their boys and girls in, and we try to teach them the passion that we have about a cappella music. And we say things like, you know, God created music, and the physics of music is such that whenever it's sung in tune, now this isn't, please don't get mad at me, keyboardist, but this isn't a keyboard tune, this isn't a piano tune, only human voices can do this, and four human voices sing together in tune. You see, the physics of music are such that it creates undertones and overtones, and it sounds like a chorus of voices because we are in tune. It has to do with harmonics and things like that. And kids get excited when they hear that. I think a lot of it has to do with they feel they can be a part of God's creation in that. Well, we build relationships, and I mean, honestly, we just have a lot of fun hanging out together. Brad Stevens, the baritone of the quartet, is in the Big Brother program, and he takes his little brother to movies and out to dinner and tries to keep up on his life, goes to what ball games and things that he might be in. For children, some of you babysit and spend time with kids that way. Here at the church, we have a brand new preschool program. That's one way the church is trying to be involved in kids' lives. We have Kids Thing that just started, and by the way, they need volunteers to help out with that. Hint, hint, hint. Vacation Bible School, training camp, or that's my words, that's Sunday school, by the way. You'll hear more about training camp later. And of course, youth group. Folks with 25 kids, we need sponsors. We need sponsors. There are so many ways to spend time together and influence youth and the children of this church. Of course, parents, this goes without saying with you. And I know you know this, but I just want to raise it just so I can voice it. In the van, from one event to another event, is not quality time. Being a parent myself, right now, with three active boys already, I totally understand that's sometimes the only time you get to say, "How was your day?" Right? But that is not quality time. Anyway, so you have to spend time with them. Two, you have to have genuine care for them. Genuine care. You've heard the saying, no one cares how much you know until they know how much you care. Children and youth can figure out pretty quickly, can't they? People that work with children and youth. If you're just doing it because you think you should, stop right now. Don't even go any farther. They have already smelled you out and written you off. I'm not trying to be mean. That's just the way it is. All right? They have enough, and this is what's really important. They have enough people in their life that use them for their own gain. Do you hear that? I mean, really, honestly, when you think about it, don't all of us have enough people in our lives that are simply using us for their own gain? Don't we really? Our youth, it's even more than that. It's multiplied, at least in their own minds, and that's what really matters, isn't it? Right? Children and youth don't need us being just another user. Three, you have to respect them as a person. Respect them as a person. A good way to do this is to respect them enough to listen to them. Let them tell you when they're ready to hear your wisdom. Right? There are several great mentors in the Bible, but Paul is a great example. Paul mentored many leaders of many local churches, but the person the Bible mentions the most is Timothy. Here's Acts chapter 16, verses 1 through 3. I never know where to stand to get out of y'all's way, so please forgive me in advance. Paul came first to Derbe, then Lystra. He found a disciple there by the name of Timothy, son of devout Jewish mother and Greek father. Yes, that even happened in those days. Friends in Lystra and Iconium all said what a fine young man he was. Paul wanted to recruit him for their mission. So Paul wanted to recruit him already, and he hadn't even heard or hadn't even met this Timothy, just from what people said about him. Here's another one, 2 Timothy 1, 3 through 7. This is a personal letter to Timothy written by Paul. Every time I say your name in prayer, which is practically all the time, I thank God for you. The God I worship with my whole life in the tradition of my ancestors, I miss you a lot, especially when I remember that last tearful goodbye. And I look forward to a joy-packed reunion. That precious memory triggers another. Your honest faith, and what a rich faith it is. Now, follow me. Handed down from your grandmother Lois to your mother, to who? Eunice. And now to you. God doesn't want us to be shy with his gifts, but bold and loving and sensible.